Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is precisely two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach. All the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. You'd think I'd know all the words by now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, what are we going to call it? We're going to call it 65 minutes, something like the midnight 10 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Then at 1 a.m., we're going to hand it right over to another radio show. Yes, that's what it's called. Another radio show. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. Because the students are back at the Tufts University. So, you know, let's not curse all those punks coming back. Let's celebrate that Mike Conway came back tonight with Classic Rock Mine. Every other week, but gosh darn it, I'll take it. Welcome back, Mike. It was good to have you here. So, with all that said, it's been a little bit of a low energy week. I guess the reason I was low energy last week was because I was coming down with a little something. Who knew? So, we're still feeling a little lazy tonight, hence tonight's episode. Perhaps possibly inspired by an earlier experience during the week when I thought I was much better, but instead it was the cold medicine talking and maybe I shouldn't have had that extra glass of wine. Just saying. Could have had something to do with it. But not tonight. Not tonight. That's all I'm saying about all that right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
listen to your old pappy.
Yes, pappy.
And stop drinking so much.
But I ain't doing so much drinking.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day and you drink all night. And son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, pappy, you just give me a chance. I can.
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig. Look like to your dear old pappy you're about to blow your wig.
I ain't gonna blow my wig, pappy.
What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Old Sam done something fine when he brought back good whiskey, beer and wine. I love my whiskey and I love my gin. Every time you see me, I'm in my sin. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I went out last night about 1:30. I thought I'd hoop it up a little bit, you know, and have a little fun. I got me a 1/2 pint, about 2:30. The way I was feeling, you know what I want to do. I got me a pint, about 4:30. Felt so good till I went out and got me some more. I got me a 1/4. About 5:30. Boy, that was so nice. I didn't know what I did alive. So, what's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I've been thinking, but I keep drinking. I guess I'm about to lose my mind.
Drunk, 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 drunk. It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss the whole darn bed. Drunk, drunk, drunk. Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob, miss the whole darn door. Drunk, 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 drunk. A low-down dog lies spent on the bar. Dust till dawn, then that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk, 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 drunk. I keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning, my head is sore. Whiskey, gin, and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try you just one more time. Drunk, 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 drunk.
Daddy, what's a frontal lobotomy? Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother. And me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver, and Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Lenny licked around a gang of beer. By the phone, gee, my dear, let's get drunk and drunk. I know your other man is out of town. My other woman, she's not around. Now is the time to break them down. Let's get drunk and drunk. If we should accidentally get too high to go home, yeah. by the low, gee, my dear, let's get drunk and drunk. I know your other man is out of town. My other woman, she's not around. Now is the time to break 'em down. Let's get drunk and drunk, yeah. If we should accidentally get too high to go home,
it's clean-up time for you and me.
And the front room's in an awful state.
Why did everybody stay so late?
Glasses and ashes and bottles and cans are all that's left of our party.
And the party was a huge success.
Oh, yes. Just count the glasses and ashes and bottles and cans. The party was a big success. Will we ever clean up this mess?
I guess.
Just count the glasses and ashes and bottles and cans. A party, martini or Bacardi.
I like scotch on the rocks.
I know.
A party, dress up like a smarty.
Did you see those iridescent Argyle socks?
Phew. Well, really, you couldn't miss them.
Wow.
Glasses and ashes and bottles and cans are all that's left of our party.
And I thought I'd be in bed by three.
By three?
Oh, me.
Just count the glasses and ashes and bottles and cans.
Half a dozen drinks upset.
And the chair and rug are still quite wet.
Cigarette burns on the tabletop.
Broken cocktail glasses someone dropped.
Oh, well, mad pursuit of pleasure.
Glasses and ashes and bottles and cans are all that's left of our party. And the party was a huge success. Just count the glasses and ashes and bottles and cans. Yes, the party was a big success. Will we ever clean up this mess?
I guess.
Just count the glasses and ashes and bottles and cans. A party.
Woman, you is the outdrinkingest woman I ever seen in my life. Why don't you put that mogul solvent bottle down, you soaked up rag mop juice head? You drank so much rye, you really got high. Fact, you passed clear out of sight. You may hold a line, but baby, you got stinging from drinking last night. Maybe you were loaded. You looked on the wine, you found it so fine. My friend, you went out like a light. You really snapped your switch. You look one shot, then sister, you got stinking from drinking last night. I have never seen you act so frisky. Well, I never even seen you stay out so late. But gal, how you put out all that whiskey and just kept on drinking it straight? You must have holes in your shoes. I guess it's no sin to drink all that gin. But why did you act like a kite? Now you thought you could fly just cause you got high and stinging from drinking last night. Flapping your wings around like a chicken hawk. Good cheer. Then you became downright impolite. You said a naughty word. Now I'll tell you what, you act like a sot. Stinging from drinking last night. What a ball you had.
You put down champagne just like it was a dream. Then you went out and started a fight. Yeah, you started to swat just cause you got stinging from drinking last night. Now you had the way to bring hot toddy for everybody in the doggone place. But gal, you drank more than anybody. Then you went and fell right flat on your face. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Drank a whole pill of bourbon and ale. My sister, you really got time. Believe it or not, but baby, you got stinking from drinking last night. Woman, the next time you're on the brink of taking a drink, you stop and get a drink from the kitchen sink. Cause if you see elephants that are pink, they're gonna slap you in the clink.
Internal organs just waiting for me to pound. giving up drinking. Don't know what I was thinking. Guess I like it too much to let it go. Seems like everything's spinning. The room is going round and round. Will I ever come out of this winning? Down in this poor little town. Seems like everything's spinning. The room is going round and round. Will I ever come out of this winning? Down in this poor little town. I gave up giving up drinking. Don't know what I was thinking. Guess I like it too much to see it go. So I gave up giving up drinking. Don't mind coming home stinking. Think I'll write my name in some newly fallen snow. Guess I like it too much to see it go.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're getting over a little bit of illness, so you might hear me punch out a couple times. Because, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. But we're having a perfectly fine and silly time right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. Hopefully you're enjoying it as well. We have lovely bundles of people over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group listening online. And even, I believe, I have some people listening on the actual air. Actual air. Our spiritual advisor, Swami Pali C., he may even be listening to us on the air at some point this evening. That's kind of exciting, I think. I think. The Tufts Granoff Music Center is inviting everyone to its fall 2017 series of special community music concerts on Sunday afternoons. It features some of the best musicians from the Tufts Music Department and the area community. All are free, live, and open to the public, 3 p.m. in the Distler Performance Hall of the Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue. The first couple coming up tomorrow starts off the series with Mystical Voice of Eastern Europe. Next week we'll have Ella and Me. And on the 15th, Montage Music Society, music based on visual art. Lots more coming up. You might want to goggle Tufts Fall 2017 Music to get more information. It's a public service announcement from the Tufts Music Department right here on the same campus with your freeform radio station WMFO. More silliness to go, as always. Then we'll get on to the radio obituaries tonight. You know, the way we do things around here. It's just what we do. So let's jump right back in with a little Robin Hitchcock right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Drunk. I don't drink a great deal, and I'm the kind of person who when they drink a lot, I get very sad. I'm that person. I get very sad when I drink a lot, and this is all set up for. I was drunk once in Boston, and I wrote my will. It was strange, but it's here. Here it is, my will. All my baseball cards are to be sold, and the proceeds will go to my parents and my brother. I've collected cards for 20 years, including a Donruss Ken Griffey Jr. rookie, several Pete Rose cards, and many cards from the 90s with cool holograms on them. The collection is worth almost $25, or best offer. My bank account has $8,000 in it. Give it to my family, but ensure 20% goes to my favorite charities, the Innocence Project, which helps get people out through DNA testing, and I would like the man who killed me to be free. Somebody definitely killed me. Please release audio collection of my early years in stand-up, 2000 to 2005, slowly over time to gradually increase their value. I'm completely delusional at this point. Burn anything from September 2001 to June 2002. Lots of bad post 9/11 material. Lots of airport jokes about me and my facial hair. That is accurate. I would like to donate my collection of commemorative cereal boxes and collector's edition newspapers and magazines to the New York City Department of Sanitation. A little joke here. I'm dead. I don't care what you think. Burn my extensive Weezer memorabilia collection of t-shirts, DVDs, CDs, bootlegged cassettes, and audio tapes, and other things other than the Blue Album and Pinkerton. Email all bookers to tell them I have no more future availabilities. A little joke, I am dead, ha. If I have a mustache at the time of my death, please shave it. Same with potential waxing of unibrow. Also, please shave my private parts. I was too afraid to do it in life. I would like to live in death the way I was too afraid to live in life. Get post-mortem tattoos of a key with a question mark next to it on bottom side of left calf to create post-mortem mystique. Regarding organ donation, eyes, I am nearsighted, but perhaps laser surgery to fix? Left an open question. Kidneys passed stones a few years ago, but should be okay with a rinse. Liver, don't drink very much, should be fine. Heart, ask my ex-girlfriend for it. A joke, that was a joke. Leave heart with ex-girlfriend. Take picture when she opens her mailbox. Make picture album cover for unreleased material. That was my joke today. This joke should have been a little earlier,
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up,
another round, set them up, another round, one more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lust. Baby, start the fuss, and I said, honey, hush, I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set them up, another round. Set them up, another round. Set them up, another round. One more round won't get me down. Try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set them up, another round. Set them up, another round. Set them up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I wanna pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
Thank you. wrung her hands and cried, "Till Johnny comes, the booger man, oh, well, I'll ruin him, hide, I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I'm just from Alabama, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I mean just what I say." She hugged me and she kissed me, she called me sugar plum, threw both arms around me, I thought my time had come. I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I'm just from Alabama, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I mean just what I say. Drunk, I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I'm just from Alabama, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, mean just what I say. Chugged me and she kissed me, she called me sugar plum, threw both arms around me, she said she loved me some, I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I ain't a bit drunk, 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 I'm just from Alabama, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I ain't a bit, I mean just what I say.
Ricky Bates.
My mind to give up my gin. Gave my money to my wife when she came in. She said, big boy, this ain't like you. What in the world have you been up to? I said, I'm sober. 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 Boy, I was sober. Sober as a judge walking down the street. A little rock trip with my great big feet. I staggered around and I nearly fell. They booked me for drunk, put me in the city jail. But I was sober.
Let me take your coat, Janie. Make yourself comfortable.
Now, I suppose you're going to offer me a drink.
Well, yeah, I thought you might like it.
Very
a little...
original. And then maybe we'll make a small fire, right?
Right. Well, what's wrong with a small fire?
Do you have the gas kind or the light bulb with the revolving aluminium foil?
What a bummer. Why don't you just put on some music, Janie?
Oh, what a big music system. It's really huge.
Listen, sweetheart, that's a Craig AM/FM radio and cassette player, and it's perfect. It plays up to an hour and a half on cassette and goes where I go when I feel like taking it. And it records off the radio. And you're right, baby. It's not a super music system. My Craig costs less than $100, and I put the $1,000 I saved into egg futures. And that $1,000 is now worth $10,000, none of which you'll ever see. Hey, you know why I really like my Craig? Because it helps me to tell the good chicks from the nowhere chicks. And you're really a nowhere chick.
Oh, why don't you let me fix you a drink?
Burning tension.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It is a sunny California afternoon, and we find W.C. Fields seated on his patio, strumming his guitar, as he is being interviewed.